Now, churches were also involved, though, in
very youth much.
Activities, and you were involved in some church groups?
I certainly was. I was as not at the same age of guiding. I was not involved in them, but I was going to young people's groups, mixed, which were mixed for boys and girls. And they weren't just boys and girls. I was going to that until the time I was married, so they were for... It was called Young People's, and it included, I was 23 when I was married, so that was a really good group of the church. But churches themselves were the places where families came to for a lot of things. Potluck suppers, mm-hmm. Concerts. When I was married, the reception was just in the church hall.
Hmm.
Oh, it cost nothing like that to have a wedding there than it from what you pay for weddings today. It's absolutely astounding. And I probably paid the ladies to provide some, or my parents paid for the ladies to provide some sandwiches, and mm-hmm. My family and other people made goodies to serve, and there was no alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But it was delightful, a very, very inexpensive way of gathering together.
Do you think churches played a bigger role in people's lives?
Far more now, though. That was an Anglican church that I was going to then, All Saints, Alta Vista on Royal Oak Avenue. And I was, as I said, I was married there. But I was a member of United Churches later, and that's when I became a youth leader in the United Church. I was no longer in guiding at that mm-hmm. point, and I had switched. At that point, I was pleased to get away from the... I hadn't realized the difference in the a little bit more disciplined, I should say, more than military. And a little more competitiveness in guidings. In guiding, you were learning to get badges for mm-hmm. yourself. Your patrol was to be better than another one. In the when I moved to the church youth group, there was more of a function of the whole group, the group, and not individual badges. It was more slightly different. So was it just? But it was some girls belonged to both Girl Guides mm-hmm. and church groups.
Now you're not thinking specifically of Canadian Girls in Training.
Yes, that happened to be CGIT that mm-hmm. I was went to mm-hmm. That I went to. But
were there other boys groups that sort of?
There was something, I can't remember what they were called in the, I honestly can't remember what they were called in.
CGIT always seems to show up.
CGIT, Canadian Girls in Training, they were in Baptist and United Churches and Presbyterian Churches. That was, for the most part. Yeah.
And for adults, too, did adults do more social activities around churches?
Well, I was in a choir. How I ever got to be singing in the choir, I do not know, but I couldn't read the music, but I could sing the lower notes anyway. But that was also social life. And I'm sure that we had some Bible study things. Not to me now, the discussion groups kind of likes that I like going to church are more about everyday living and how mm-hmm. and how you want to live as a person and be inclusive of other people. That kind of much less focus on, quote, religious stuff. So...
And other volunteer activities you mentioned, 1953 for a few years, Arthritis Treatment Center at the Burnaby Town
Hospital.
Oh,
yes. The Canadian Arthritis and Rheumatism Society started in Burnaby.
Oh, did it?
There was a teacher, Miss Mary Pack, who was the founder. Actually, I don't know whether she taught... She apparently taught... I don't know that she taught in Burnaby schools, but she taught children who were at home sick. Mm-hmm. Who couldn't go mm-hmm. to school.
Right.
And I think this gave her that connection with wanting to do something for arthritis. But the board was made up of people from Vancouver. There was a food company called the Malkin Foods. Mm-hmm. And Joe Malkin was the chairman of the board at the time. I served on the board in 53, 54. And then I was pregnant, so I had two little ones, and I didn't stay on the board terribly long. But I liked helping as a volunteer in the clinic in the hospital because mm-hmm. when people came there for treatment, it wasn't connected with the hospital. They just used facilities in the hospital.
It was a new hospital at the time, though, wasn't it?
It was a new hospital. It was built, it opened between the birth of my two children mm-hmm. in 52 and 54, mm-hmm. or I would if I had my first baby there, but he was born in St. Paul's Hospital, as I was. And... So I enjoyed that, helping people get ready for their arthritis treatments, helping elderly ladies, which I am now, getting in and out of corsets ready for some kind of massage treatment, and also helping dip hands into wax repeatedly so that the heat of the wax, when your hands are wrapped in a towel afterwards, penetrates your hands and makes it easier for the therapist to give you treatment in your hands. I enjoyed doing that for very much for 2 years.
Now, as a young mom in that era as well, were health considerations important? I mean, there were a number of
Yes, there
diseases going
were, and
around.
clinics were there. My kids were some of the first ones to have the polio shots.
Any other diseases that were particularly worrisome?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. But getting the vaccine for your children was a big thing. Getting that polio vaccine was pretty important. I could never understand how someone would not want to do that when you had seen the effect of it on people.
Well, returning to sort of domestic things again, but by the time you were married and starting the family, what part of Burnaby were you living in?
On Stride
In
Avenue
Stride,
in
so.
Burnaby.
And was that a new area? Was it
No, the
talked about
school
on
at
no?
Stride Avenue is pretty old now. It's not quite as old as Nelson Avenue
And this
School.
is Stride over in this area.
It's down south of it goes. Oh, I haven't got my glasses. I know I'm afraid I can't see them. Well, where Stride Avenue is, this is dear Burnaby
Burnaby
Lake.
Lake.
We're way down.
Oh, okay. Is that
We're near the near the the. It's right on the
we're still in
uh,
South
right on
Burnaby
the
here.
SkyTrain line.
Okay.
Yeah, not in the SkyTrain line.
And had the area changed since you were
Stride,
earlier
well,
in
it has
or?
now. It's changed a lot now. There's a lot of multiple housing in there. Where the house we lived in is multiple housing. My daughter and her husband lived also on Stride Avenue when she was married and had her first child. She had lived there from the time she was two in 1956. And then the houses were torn down, I think, about 20 years ago, and a new house was built. But that area was all, everything was connected with New Westminster when you lived in the Edmonds area. My first husband went to Edmonds School, and downtown to him was New Westminster. Downtown to me was Vancouver. It was a case
So
of the
somewhere in
interurban
here, there was a
line.
divide.
The interurban line was the north and south divider, but it was also the big connector to New Westminster and to Vancouver.